Welcome back to Sports Day for Maccas and Kia. And our first guest tonight is from the Fremantle Football Club, a man who returned to Western Australia, saw the light in the off-season, and comes back to play for the Freo Dockers in Joel Hambling. G'day, Joel. Welcome, mate. How are you?
G'day, guys. Going well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I reckon, mate, you would have enjoyed the weekend's game more than what you enjoyed that one in Geraldton, where it was coming lace out to your opponent there in Josh Kennedy, eh? Bit of more pressure up the field this time, hey?
Yeah, it was a bit easier this week. The team really gelled this week, and last week we sort of struggled, and you know, obviously first game for the year, it was to get back to basics this week, and we got the job done.
Yeah, it looked like on the weekend Michael Johnson was back in form, and also David Mundy at times sweeping back through there. It was always going to take a while for that defensive unit to restructure and get some continuity together.
Yeah, I think so, especially with some new players coming in like myself and the guys up forward and Brad as well. Everyone sort of played their role, and those boys, you know, Michael Johnson and David Mundy really led the pack in that. And yeah, we got the win, which we're happy about. We've still got a few things to work on, like every team does, but you know, we start with the win and we go again Friday.
Cam McCarthy, pretty good up forward, only got the one goal but had a few shots. But him, he looked pretty good. But Kirsten struggled a little bit early, but of course he went down with that injury at half time. He's pulled up okay. Is he going to play this week?
Yeah, both boys will play. Cam obviously really works really hard, and the stuff he does off the ball, not people really see. And so does Shane as well. He was a bit off in the first quarter, but they'll both bounce back Friday. I'm home hoping, and we'll see how we go.
Now, Joel, have you done your homework on the number 21 for the Fremantle Dockers? A bit of the history about some of the great names that have worn that number?
To be honest, mate, I actually haven't. I've been training too much, to be honest.
I'm going to help you out there, mate. Heath Black, just in case somebody asks you, Michael Barlow, good, Troy Longmuir, Andrew Foster, and also Daniel Hargraves, just for your information.
Yeah, a few of the names, I probably didn't know how many times they played in the jump, but I knew a few of the names.
Who did you grow up supporting?
I was a West Coast man, supported Ben Cousins as my favourite player.
Righto.
Just my family was Freo, so they were all wrapped to come home back to WA, so they get to watch me every week now, which is handy.
Now, mate, I have seen along the grapevine, there's been certain people that have been criticising you for all going mad after young Ed kicked that goal and to win you the game on the weekend because you celebrated. What's wrong with that? Can you tell me what's wrong with that? Was there anything wrong with that?
I don't think so. I think a young group, you know, you get that passion about winning, and I think in this industry, it is all about winning. And, you know, Ed had to do what he had to do. He had to go and kick that goal, and it's a practice match or at the grand final. He's still to go back, do his routine, kick that goal, and do that. And he celebrated, you know, might have been a bit over the top, but, you know, we got the win, and it's all about getting that winning culture back at the club.
And I think, mate, on the back of how you performed in Geraldton too, you blokes were under the pump, weren't you? I mean, you had a pretty strong team in Geraldton, and again, you had a pretty strong team on the weekend. So it's about getting results, and Ross Lyon doesn't like to, from what he's demonstrated both again this pre-season and past pre-seasons, that he's just not going to gift games to anybody. You're going to have to work for it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the first game we were fumbling, we were a bit off, and everyone was still, the new guys were learning the structures, and I guess there's no excuses, and West Coast played really well that game. We bounced back, though, I guess, and a strong Collingwood side that come over, we played pretty well, and we thought we didn't quite execute as well as we should have. We think we were lucky to get that win, but you know, we should have probably won by a bit more.
Ross doesn't like to gift games, but two of the new recruits into the lineup this weekend, Griffin Logue and also Cox, lines up in the squad. Are those guys a chance to play?
Yeah, I think they are. They're in the squad, and if they do play, it's going to be exciting for the club and for the fans as well. They're both new players. They're big-bodied key position players, and it comes with a real excitement, I guess. They're both really fit and really eager to learn, and it'd be exciting for them to get their chance on Friday.
Mate, you come from a premiership club, and whilst the Western Bulldogs maybe won it ahead of a lot of experts' predictions, how have you found your transition into Fremantle, and how do you think you're positioned to maybe have a crack at winning some silverware?
Yeah, you're pretty good, mate, to be honest. It's, it was always hard transitioning clubs for the first few months, but it's, getting the hang of it now, the new game plan and new players all around, it is still a business, and you know, I'm still here to play footy, so that's what I'll be doing. And obviously the club getting back into playing finals, it's that's where we aim, and like every club does, they aim to play finals. But we obviously understand, like every other team does, there's 23 games in the way of getting to finals. So we start with round one, and then we go from there.
Now, you're just one of the pawns in the club. Have you been asked for any of the secrets of the Western Bulldogs? Have you had your brains picked by the Chiefs down there?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I think Ross really asks me every week, to be honest, about the Bulldogs. Yeah. You know, you feed things through like you want to do. We obviously want to see the Dockers and myself get there again. It's an amazing thing to win a premiership, and that's all you play for as an AFL player. So, you know, it's an exciting time ahead for the footy club.
Right at this moment, Fremantle lacking a key forward. We saw on the weekend Apness and Tabanar both left out. But what it allowed Fremantle to do was really push hard forward with Aaron Sandlands and Jonathan Griffin with great success.
Yeah, it was. And I think both the Ruckman really gelled really well together. And I think sometimes it is better going in with a smaller forward line. I think in the AFL it's sort of changing now. There's not really many big burly forwards that, you know, stay at home and don't work up and down the ground. So I think the game sort of is changing. Obviously, there's still options there with four or five key forwards that are all good players. Just need some confidence. And, you know, this week, hopefully the boys can gel really well and we can get another win this week.
You played on a couple of those burly forwards last week in Josh Kennedy and also Lance Franklin. Who's your toughest opponent so far in the AFL?
Yeah, I've had this question a few times, actually. I guess it probably all depends on how many midfields go.
Exactly.
Because you towered both those guys up.
Look, it's sort of hard to say. I think every player in the AFL is a good player to get to that stage. You know, you've obviously got your superstar forwards as Josh Kennedy and Buddy Franklin and Nick Riewoldt, and all them guys have been playing for so long. You can obviously tell why. And I'm lucky enough to have, you know, five other defenders or 21 other players to help me out on the field. So if I can get that help, and my job's a lot easier. If I'm one out, you know, sometimes it's a struggle, but, you know, they're all good players and respect them all. And like no other on Friday, Casbolt's a good player as well, so we'll go up against him and see how we go.
What's the toughest part about pre-season, mate?
Toughest part of pre-season? In WA, the heat.
Just the heat. Now, what about the training? What about the program?
Yeah,
that been all right?
Yeah, it's been really good. I've been at two clubs now, and they're pretty similar. The training's the same, the weights, they're long days, but for me, I enjoy pre-season. I like working on things that I need to work on and getting better as an individual player without the stress of the weekend playing the game. So for me, it's just building each year and getting better at things that I want to improve on the previous pre-season and building from there. So it's been a long, hot summer, but it's good that games have come around. We can start implementing what we've learned in training.
Yeah, exactly, and only one game to go, then a bit of a break, and then into Geelong for round one here at Domain Stadium, mate. Stay healthy. That's what you got to do, and we'll see you out there. Thanks very much for your time tonight. Appreciate it.
Thanks,